This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The owners of Camp Mystic in the Hill Country have announced sweeping changes following the flooding disaster that occurred back in July. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here with me live with the latest. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. The camp at the forefront of the tragedy, where 25 campers and two teenage counselors died, says it's going above and beyond Texas state-mandated safety laws passed by the legislature recently. In a letter to families, the Eastland family says they'll be installing 4 floodwater monitors, 2-way radios in each cabin, and these radios will be able to receive national weather alerts. Also installed, a high-capacity electric generator to keep the lights on in critical areas of the camp, camp offices, and in dining areas. The Eastlands said reopening Camp Mystic represents both hope and heartache. A memorial to the girls who died in the floods of July 4th will also be erected in their solemn memory. Matt?
All right, Tom, there are ongoing lawsuits filed by victims' families. Meanwhile, several school districts are being sued by a coalition of advocacy groups over the displaying of the Ten Commandments in classrooms. This case was brought against 16 school districts in Texas, including Katy, Clear Creek, Deer Park, Pearland, and Magnolia ISDs. Courts have already barred Conroe, Houston, Fort Bend, and Cypress Fairbanks from displaying the posters. This latest court filing is part of an ongoing effort by the ACLU and other groups who are saying the new state law violates the Constitution. The Trump administration has announced that it is halting the processing of immigration requests by Afghan nationals indefinitely following the shooting of 2 National Guard members in Washington, D.C. Our Andrew Schneider says the move creates significant uncertainty for many Afghans who have settled in Greater Houston.
Tens of thousands of Afghan nationals who previously helped the U.S. war effort in their country could now face years-long setbacks in their efforts to attain asylum, let alone permanent legal status. That's according to Houston-based attorney Ali Zakaria.
I think the sentiment that the government had initially that, you know, these are the people that helped the U.S. government for over 20 years and that we should be helping them now, that sentiment has disappeared over time and more definitively with the shooting in Washington, D.C.
According to the Migration Policy Institute, Afghan immigration to the United States has more than quadrupled since 2010, with much of the increase coming since the fall of Kabul to the Taliban in 2021. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
And Houston-based oil company Citgo will be acquired by Amber Energy for $5.9 billion. Citgo's parent company is owned by the Venezuelan government and is being sold to pay off its debts. J.P. Duffy is an international arbitration partner at the law firm Bracewell.
This is part of a long-running legal dispute that's been going on for many, many years now.
And it could continue. According to Reuters, Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez says that the country rejects the sale. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.